I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
When I was in school, I had a friend who would keep sketching something or the other on her books and notebooks throughout our lectures. Her sketching skills were marvelous and she had already won so many art and craft competitions. Cut to a few years down the lane, that friend comes to my house one day while I was cleaning my shelves and segregating what was to be kept and what all had to be discarded. This friend takes a look at everything around and says, "Give it all to me. Don't dispose anything." I was not sure what she wanted to do with it or if she was any serious regarding all this, but I passed on everything to her. About 10 days later, this friend meets me again with a bunch of goodies. She got a box which she had reused and upcycled, and in it there were multiple accessories including earrings and necklaces and hairbands and whatnot. It had two bags which were made out of a pair of jeans that I had discarded earlier. One of my other pants were turned into this beautifully embroidered denim mini skirt and a pair of hand-painted shorts. All of it just from the material that she had taken from me a few days back. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, I am joined by my that artisy friend from school who is now a fashion and accessory designer and runs the label D-Base. Please welcome Aparna Singh.
My goodness. Thank you so much. You really hyped me up a little with that introduction there. I know I sound a little nervous right now, and to be honest, I am a little nervous, but I'm also very excited to be a part of this campaign. So thank you so much for having me, Shruti.
The pleasure is totally mine, Aparna. I know I have already taken too much time with my story narration in the intro already. So let's just delve straight into the questions. Aparna, tell us a little about yourself, your education, and why did you choose to be a designer?
Well, about my education, I did my post-graduation fashion design from NIFT Kangra. If you ask why fashion designing, then I must say it all happened when I was in school. I'm not into books that much. All I wanted a piece of paper and pencil to do some random art or sketching. That time, I was kind of lost in my own creative world. Though I was medical science student, but I feel something missing that this is not I meant for. When I was trying for medical schools, I thought I should give a chance for fashion schools too. Then one day, my life totally changed when I got my call letter from NIFT.
That would have been really exciting. And that was a call letter very well deserved indeed, Aparna. You are so talented. So tell us, when did you really decide to come up with D-Base? Tell us the story behind this venture.
It all started when I was in NIFT and I was in my final year when I started D-Base. It is all about fashion, styling, trends and current updates about fashion world. Basically meant for blogging. Then, after my graduation, I was not able to keep it running due to 9-to-5 job. Soon after, I met with fatal car accident, which turned my life upside down. I totally lost my hope and faith in life, but my family and friends really supported me in my worst and gave me courage to stand up and fight with my depression and fear. Then I decided to revive D-Base with new motive as a lifestyle accessory, sustainable brand where you can find handmade products made with love.
That was a bad, really bad accident. And I still remember how when I met you the first time post that accident, your entire house had turned into a hospital site. My goodness, that was rough. I cannot be in more awe of you, Aparna, as to how you have coped up thereafter and how beautifully have you nurtured this brand T-Base. Let me hype you up a little more and just throw a celebrity-like question at you, to which again I'm sure you'll have a very humble answer. So just Aparna Singh, just take us through a day in your life.
Well, I start my day around 6 a.m. with a cup of green tea. And after that, I do my workout. After finishing my morning routine, I will start with a to-do list, which I make every day. And I just look up usually which orders I have to send today or any pending orders from the last week. And after that, if there are any purchases I have to do for the creating different products, I make a note of that after a couple of miscellaneous work. Then I finally start with my new sketches, which I have planned, which is usually end by around 1 p.m. After my lunch, I continue with my designing part. And if I have to create any product from scratch or left in between any product, so I go through all of it. So this is kind of just how my day looks like. If there are any orders, I decide about that and I create it. If I have any other appointments which I have to work on or I have to plan my next day, I usually do it late in the evening so that everything is planned for next day.
You've always been very well organized, Aparna, and I have been a witness to that for quite some years now. Aparna, give us a sneak peek into the fashion industry and all that lies off screen.
Nowadays, fashion designing is quite popular among young people. But honestly speaking, design field is not that easy as it looks like. You have to be smart enough and updated with ongoing trends and forecast. In this field, basically, you will meet lots of competitors and creative minds. What I feel from my personal experience, fashion world is vast and never ending. But once you enter, you will get lots of opportunity, chance to show your creativeness.
Having said all that, what would be your one piece of advice to the budding fashion designers?
All I want to say that if you are creative and passionate about your work, then you should definitely go for it. Though your journey will not be smooth, but in the end, it will be worth.
That was quite precise and to the point. And with that, we come to the end of this episode of Hear Me Out. Thank you so much for joining us today, Aparna.
It was wonderful to be part of this podcast. Thank you for giving me the opportunity and featuring me. It means me a lot. Thank you so much.
I am your host, Shruti, and we were in conversation with Aparna Singh, the founder of sustainable accessory label The Base. She delivers handmade goodies pan-India and also leaves a handwritten note along with it. How cute is that? Support local business, promote worthy stories, and keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by Chi Cafe.